The state legislative committee that will undertake redistricting in North Carolina made its way to the mountains Tuesday evening for its only meeting in the region. Almost 200 people showed up to the campus of Western Carolina University to listen and share comments about the redistricting process. Kathleen Barnes represented the Transylvania County NAACP. She said she drove 2 hours to the meeting, which she called a public health risk, identifying that some people in the room were unmasked.
You set this hearing in a location in the 11th Congressional District that is remote and accessible to the public only with great difficulty on a workday at 5 p.m.
Barnes added the meeting itself did not inspire hope for fair and equal maps. Redistricting happens every 10 years after the census. During the last round, North Carolina's Republican-led General Assembly redrew the districts, creating maps that ended up in court for most of the decade. A judge threw those maps out in 2019. This year's redistricting has been delayed because the 2020 census came out later than usual. Most of the evening speakers came from Buncombe and Henderson counties. Among those that weren't was Carolyn Cagle of Jackson County.
It seems grouping whole counties is the best way to more easily and fairly represent voters and help with similar needs within these groupings.
Many of the speakers focused on Congressional District 11. Jane Koenig from Jackson County explains the district, which covers 16 and a half counties simply.
It's a lot of territory for one person to cover, much less to cover well.
The district is currently represented by Congressman Madison Cawthorn. Two candidates running against Cawthorn, Bo Hess and Katie Dean from Buncombe County, both spoke. Redistricting this year will also add a new congressional district seat for North Carolina due to population growth. Jane Yokoyama is from Buncombe County. She was one of many speakers who brought up previous gerrymandered maps that divided UNC Asheville's college campus.
And like the past, universities and college campuses must be kept in the same district. Likewise, counties, Jackson, for example, small cities and towns should not be split into different districts.
Republican Senator Chuck Edwards of Henderson County presided over the meeting.
We've posted the proposed criteria that is very similar to what we used in 2019. I'm confident that we're going to be able to give the people of North Carolina a transparent process similar to 2019 that earned the praise of so many Democrats.
Republican leaders in the General Assembly say they hope to have maps ready and redistricting done by the end of next month. I'm Lily Knapp, BPR News.